Hello and welcome to your Daily 10. My name is Andrew, and today we're going to be doing probably my favorite technique. And so if someone asks me to guide a technique, this will usually be one of the techniques that I go to. So one of the reasons that I find unified mindfulness such a complete delight from a coaching perspective and as a practicing sort of activity, or as an activity as a practitioner, is this idea that we're not sort of trapped into just one kind of practice, that we can begin to be the authors of our practice and unleash a bit of that creativity of playing with what matches. And so do nothing is the technique we'll be doing. It's also sometimes referred to as autofocus, and I'll touch on that briefly, like why that might be. And so this idea of do nothing is sometimes, I would say, helpful as a contrast to your other practices. And so in having lots of choices now, we have the ability to try out things and pair them up with where we're at with a particular point in practice. So with do nothing, it's really helpful in a way of sort of contrasting with doing something. So I may get hung up on what, if I'm doing exactly this something, whatever that might be, if it's see, hear, feel, or feel rest, or feel good, that, you know, I got to a particular place at one point, and now I'm hung up on whether or not I'm able to really kind of get in a particular state that I previously was. And doing nothing is, in essence, this sort of relinquishing of any of our intentions to control our attention. So we're letting all of that kind of go and subside, and adopting this posture that fosters a relaxed, alert state. Again, that's our basic meditative state, is adopting this posture that allows us to be both relaxed and alert. And for some people, when they play with do nothing, they feel like they lack the supportive qualities of having a technique that they can come back to. So that's one thing to play with. And that's this contrast point of like, how much on the object do I need to be, or am I going way too forceful or bearing down far more than I need to? And so do nothing offers us this opposite end of the spectrum to play with and find that sort of balance point. So we'll get into it here. We'll be doing 10 minutes. And I'm going to offer a bit of, I think hopefully I'm using the term right, I'm going to offer a bit of a prologue to the beginning of it. So adopt a posture that will help foster that relaxed, alert state, stretching upright, spine in a comfortable, upright direction, shoulders over the hips if possible. And just to begin, we're gonna use what I like to call the pre-flight checklist. And so we're adopting that posture. That's step one. Checking in to see if there's any tightness around the eyes, tightness in the jaw, the neck. And if there is, see if just noticing it may cause it to relax. Check in with the shoulders and see that the shoulders are not up by the ears, but down low and relaxed. And as our prologue here, we'll focus on breathing as a settling in. So there's this slight rise and breathing in through the nose on the inhale. Slight settling on the exhale. And to begin with, maybe invite a deeper breath. Full rinsing inhale and an elongated downward exhale. So with each breath in and out, we begin to settle. One more. Good. The settling is a bit of like pedaling a bike up a hill. And now to begin our doing of nothing. We point our bicycle downhill and coast. So in that coasting, we release or let go of our desire to control our attention. And whatever sounds arise, whatever experience is present, we allow our attention to go wherever it wants to go. As we release that intention to control our attention, you may find that your practice has fostered a, there should be something here, or I should be doing something. And that's totally fine. But in this case, we're letting that go. So as you notice that come up, you note it. You can even kind of give a virtual head nod with, you know, that's okay. And then let that go. Sounds will arise in your environment. That's okay. Just coasting. As you sit, you may find that your attention just spontaneously goes maybe to your heartbeat or to the noise of your dog eating, and then jump to the fridge humming. That's totally normal, and that quality is part of why we look at this technique as also autofocus. The attention is moving in an almost spontaneous way to where it is drawn, which is totally fine. This approach is called just sitting in some practices and some traditions. It's exactly what we're doing, just sitting. Again, it's totally natural for the mind to interject with a sort of, surely we must be doing something. Or, I can tell you 10 different things you should be doing right now. The mind secretes thoughts, no big deal. So we release that. Allow our attention to kind of mosey wherever we want it, or wherever it wants to be. Good. So we're closing in on the end. If you feel maybe kind of a rudderless feeling or spacey, that is a common report. Again, you feeling like maybe there should be something going on. And I would encourage you to come back to this practice as a way to check in with where things are at. If your eyes have been closed, go ahead and open them. Thank you for spending time with me doing nothing. The Dutch have a verb that is, which I love the fact that this is a verb, called niksen, and it means to do nothing. And so there's a restative kind of notion of being able to do nothing, and that's attractive to some, and for others it doesn't quite resonate. So if this practice didn't resonate with you, put it in the back of your the back burner and see about coming back to it as you deepen your practice and as you move through authoring your own practice using unified mindfulness. Thank you.